Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Dorothy Wang, star of the upcoming Netflix series Bling Empire New York. It is a spinoff of the original Bling Empire series, which has gone on for 3 seasons. Dorothy joined that show in season 2, and at the end of that season she moved to New York, and so it was obviously a setup for a spinoff. It took a while for them to confirm that, and when I interviewed her for this show last year, we were kind of dancing around it because she couldn't confirm it. But the trailer came out at the end of last year. It looked amazing. I've watched most of the new episodes, and it's honestly great. Like, it's way more compelling to me than the LA show ended up being, especially the thought of having it without her. Like, I gave up. I didn't watch the 3rd season of that show. But this one, it has a New York energy. It's fun to see her sort of navigating New York. There are some great people that are on this cast that she's friends with. There are certain people that we talked about that she does not vibe with, and you know, you have to have some of that tension on a cast, so it works. Honestly, my biggest complaint about the show is that it doesn't focus on her more, because I don't really care about all these new additions, and I kind of wish we'd seen more of her figuring out New York, but maybe that can be season 2 of Bling Empire New York. But yeah, it was fun to talk to her about her move to New York, what went into that decision, how it's changed her. She's lived here for over a year now, because this was filmed at the beginning of last year. And yeah, it was a great interview. I think that Dorothy is such a star. She's made to be on TV, and she knows how to carry a show. So keep listening for my interview with Dorothy Wang. Stream Bling Empire New York on Netflix starting January 20th. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Dorothy Wang, who is the star of the upcoming Netflix show, Bling Empire New York. Dorothy, I feel like this is almost like the worst kept secret. Like, we knew it was coming. I'm so happy it's here. How are you doing? Are you excited for the show to finally be out?
Yes, I'm so excited. I feel like everyone was asking me. It almost feels like it's been like 2 years. And I just have to keep teasing it. Oh, maybe, you know. But like you said, I think it was kind of like the worst kept secret. So yeah, I'm so excited that it is finally coming out January 20th. And we can just like all watch my fun little adventures and moving to New York.
I love it. And yeah, because I feel like, so we did an interview at the very end of the last season of Bling Empire, which you had just joined. And then it ended with you moving to New York. And it was like, it felt like we were being set up for a spinoff, but then there was like a long pause of like, yes. Okay, why haven't we confirmed this? Were you sort of waiting too? Were you like, okay, when is this coming out?
I always love when shows come out like as soon as possible, because I'm always like, hey, on to the next. Like, let's capture as much in real time as we can. Then, you know, my outfits and my looks don't look
exactly
outdated. Feels, you know, originally it was supposed to air before season 3. Like that was the plan that was told to me, like, you're gonna be on this for a little bit and then you're gonna fly and then it's gonna start with you. But I don't know, they chose Netflix, you know, they have their ways of wanting to do things, and so for programming they decided to hold it until January and to launch in January. So it's been 1 full year. So we started filming last January 15th was our first day. That was the day I moved, so it's gonna be exactly like 1 year since we started filming. So I'm really excited to just push it out and like, let's just watch it. Let's rip the Band-Aid off finally and, you know, cringe at some things and hopefully love most of it.
First, have you seen the episodes? Have you seen the full season yet?
No. So we actually don't get to see anything before it comes out. So I just tune in and watch it like everyone else.
Well, I've seen some of it, so not to brag, but...
Okay. So yeah, you have a higher standing than I do at Netflix, apparently. No, they purposely, I think they don't really want to show us sometimes because I think they're upset that they're scared that maybe we're not like something, we're not going to show up to the premiere, blah, 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 try to get things removed. So they don't show us. I would love to know so then I could know what to prepare for, like how to answer certain questions. So tell me since you
okay. Well, I think you should be really happy with it. My biggest complaint, honestly, about it is that, like, I wish that there was more just about, like, you living your life. Because to me, like, this show is obviously built around you and your friends that you've made in the city and the people you've met. But, like, I wish that some of the focus was, like, more, like, oh, let's just watch Dorothy, like, kind of in her everyday, like, New York life, like, figuring it out and whatever. But there's a lot of drama focus, obviously. But
I feel like I was telling them. I think we're on the same brand. Like, I was like, you're missing. I've, like, literally called. Like, I want to be as accurate and as open as I can with everything. So like even during the season, I'm like, I'm doing this, you're missing it, are you sure you don't want to come, blah, blah, blah. So I think that, yeah, we didn't really, there was, you know, there, I think there's just only so much time.
Totally.
There's so many different people on the show, but I guess it's good to like leave them wanting more.
I think so too. So, okay. So like, let's talk about your move, your decision to move to New York. So it's kind of a chicken or egg situation. What came first? Like the, your decision to move to New York and kind of just get out of your comfort zone and do that, or this opportunity to do Bling Empire and then potentially get a spinoff from it if you did move to New York? Like, what was the sort of process there?
So I actually was planning to move to New York first. So during COVID, I told myself, I kind of like looked at my life in COVID. I was like, you're such a loser. Why didn't you travel? Like, why didn't you move went to somewhere else? So you've only lived in LA your whole life. So then I said, I told myself after COVID, I'm going to move to New York. And so that was already in my mind. I'm going to move to New York at the end of next year, move to New York at the end of next year. And then they kept asking me to do Bling Empire LA. And I was kind of apprehensive about it. And just because I felt like everyone has already seen me run around LA and Beverly Hills with my friends. Like, it just felt redundant to me. And it didn't feel authentic for me to join this cast of people just because—
And those weren't like your friend group necessarily, right?
Exactly, just because maybe like we all look similar or whatever, like it doesn't make sense. It didn't feel right. So I just kept like, I kind of like politely declined a couple times. And so finally I said, I just can't film a show in LA because I'm moving to New York. And then when I said that, they like lit up and they're like, you're moving to New York? Like, we're thinking of building a franchise in New York. You can lead it. You can introduce us to your real life friends. You can like have a hand in, you know, like who's involved and bring in your life and all this stuff. So then that I suddenly became interested in.
Totally.
So I kind of got the New York series first, and then they kind of were like, oh, well, if you're doing New York, we need to spin you up and build it up. So then I did some appearances in the LA cast as well.
Well, it worked out really well, honestly. And I feel like for you, because you talked a little bit on the show how like you were nervous to make the move. You were kind of emotional about it once it actually happened. But once you told the producers and you were sort of locked into the show, was there a moment where you were like, holy shit, like I actually do have to do this and I do actually have to move? Or were you just like always full throttle?
I knew that I wanted to move. Okay. And I wasn't like sad about, I don't know. I didn't have any set, like when I became emotional the day that I moved or I left LA, it was surprising to me, like hit me out of nowhere. Cause I was just excited. Oh my God, I get this new experience, blah, blah. But when I was, for some reason, the day I was moving, I actually cried. I was like, did not see this coming. And I just felt, I don't know, now learning, my friends were saying that like moving is actually very traumatic on your body and on your like mental state and stuff like that. And you get very emotional. I didn't see it coming. I was just excited. I was like, I'm going to move to this new city. I get to see all my friends here. I get to film this new show. Like I was all excited. And then I spent a week crying. So, I mean, it was just hard, I think, but I mean, I always knew that I wanted to be here. I knew that I would stay longer than just filming because a lot of my friends, like, I think everyone just was like, you're such an LA girl. You're not going to be able to, New York is dirty. New York, you're not going to be able to like rough it. But like, I love it here. And I feel like this is my life and this is where I'm meant to be for now. And even after we finished filming, all my, like, a lot of people from LA are like, oh, so you're done. You're wrapped. When are you moving back? I was like, no, I live here. And they're like, wait, what? No, like you're an LA girl. I'm like, I'm a New York girl for now. So I have been loving it. I've been having so much fun. I'm that cheesy person that like, you know, when they say like, you just miss the city. Like when I leave or I go somewhere else, I literally miss the city and I miss like the energy of the city, just walking down the street. Like I'm really that girl now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've been here for 7.5 years and I feel like you do crave that feeling. Like I do have to pull myself out of it like every month and a half or so to like, at least like, just like calm down a little bit, but you miss that. Once you have that taste of that energy in the day-to-day life, like it's hard to leave that.
And it's also like, I also just feel so like thankful and grateful that like I have the opportunity to just pick up and move somewhere else. And also that like, I have a life that I can't wait to get back to. Maybe I was just in LA for too long, but like, it's like at the end of a trip or whatever, like, oh, we have to go back home. But here I'm always so excited to come back.
So explain to people who maybe didn't watch that first, your one season of Bling Empire in LA and are intrigued by this. Like, why did you decide to move to New York? Or was it really just like sort of seeing everybody doing different things during COVID? Or was it something that was simmering for you for a while? Explain sort of exactly why you decided to make the move.
So I'm an LA girl, born and raised. Mm-hmm. I lived there for like 33 years of my life. So I really, I worked really hard to like create a perfect, very comfortable life where everything was like very seamless. But then I feel like I just kind of, I honestly got a little bit bored and it got a little too easy and not challenging for me. And I love like trying new restaurants, doing new things. Like I almost was craving, like I want to be planted somewhere and need to look for a new nail salon or like my new coffee shop or the new place to go to Pilates. I love to explore and I just needed a shake up. I just feel like I was in LA for too long. Everything got too safe and comfortable. And I love meeting new people too. And I just think that I just needed a shift and a change in energy. I just needed to, you know, get out of my perfect little LA life and experience something different.
I mean, it's been over a year since you've lived here. How has it changed you? How do you feel like you've adapted to living here?
I honestly love it. And I think I adapted better than people expected. Like I have friends that visit me, like they visited me last year and they would text out my other friends like, oh, she's a goner. We lost her. Like she's so comfortable. Like she's in her element here. Like I really feel like this is like for me. And I just like, it's my pace for right now. Like maybe when I get a little bit more tired, I'm going to want to just go back to LA and luxuriate. But for now, like I love the fast pacedness of it. There's so much stuff going on all the time. And also it's not like I'm out all the time, but it's weird. I like knowing that there's an option.
100%.
Even if I choose to be at home and just watch TV in my pajamas, like it's comforting to me to know that like I could be out and about and there's a lot of stuff going on around me if I wanted to. I just feel like when you're young and in this time, it's kind of like maybe like my last kind of hoorah, my like Sex and the City era. Like for college, I went to USC. I didn't, a lot of my friends went to NYU and they had their little moment here to explore the city. I'm always a little bit of like a late adapter. So I think that it just took me a little bit longer than everyone else to have that moment.
Never too late. And honestly, maybe waiting a little bit longer has allowed you to live an even better life in New York and even kind of
really
be more comfortable
with it. I
think so
too. I think that like, if I was like in my 20s here, I don't know. I feel like it would just be very messy for me.
Well, I think what you talked about is like, there is the idea that every night you do know somebody who's at a dinner or out or getting drinks. And it's like, in your 20s, I think it's about, you would have FOMO about that and you would definitely always decide to go. And now it's like, you can pick and choose and be okay with, again, being on your couch and watching TV or whatever.
So actually a lot of my friends from LA have also moved to New York and everyone goes through that first month where like they haven't realized that like in LA, there's so few things going on. Sometimes you just say yes to everything. So here, everyone is still learning when they first move here, like you can say no. So everyone's first month, they're like depleted because they're so tired.
Saying yes to everything.
Yeah. And also here in LA, the clubs tell you when to go home. Like 2 o'clock, lights up, bye. Here,
New York,
you
no.
have to practice self-control and you need to take yourself home. So that's also actually like a thing that people have to learn and adapt to.
Totally. All right, so let's get into some of the people on the show. It seems like Tina is the person that you have gone the farthest back with. You guys have the most genuine, a genuine connection. Like you guys seem to be really, really close. Talk to me about your friendship with her. How did you guys meet? And does everyone else from the group sort of branch off from her? Is that how it all kind of works?
So Tina, I think I met Tina maybe like 5-6 years ago. So we share a mutual friend, a best friend, Ezra, and we just ran in similar circles. But I think I officially met her like 5 years ago at one of Ezra's birthday parties. And we've always had like a nice, easy, fun relationship. Like when I would see her in LA and when I would see her in New York for Fashion Week, or she would come for mutual friend's birthday. So we've always had like a relationship. And so when I heard that they were talking to her, I was like, oh my God. So like, this is like my crew. This is like, you know, someone
right, legit
close with and legit. And like, and I know, like, I don't know, like life is too short to be filming and running around with people that like you don't want to be around, or maybe they don't feel like they have the best intentions or the best character. So for me, that was really important. And so I know Tina, I know like her character, I know like the type of person she is. And like, I know that I trust her and I feel open.
Totally.
And we have a lot of fun together. So that was like very exciting for me. And then I actually suggested Richard, because I had known Richard from a long time ago. And, you know, there's certain, I'm always like producer braining him. Like,
right.
This, like, you know, he has a girlfriend, like he's really like,
cool,
you know,
business. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought that he'd be a great addition. And Lynn, I've always we have some mutual friends also. I've always known of Lin Bon and you know, her fashions and her sleighs, but I didn't meet her officially until before we filmed. So I was really excited that Lin was doing it too. And so most of the people that were casted, I was like very excited to meet them. And like we ran in similar circles. So I knew that like we would all be copacetic and get along and have similar interests and like have fun and enjoy each other.
100%. Yeah. Lin was really cool to watch. I thought that she brought a lot to the show. Yeah. But it's interesting that you suggested Richard, because I feel like you two, as we see in this season, like it doesn't, you call him a wrangler at some point when you're out in Long Island. And what, I guess, can you explain your dynamic with Richard and why maybe during filming it didn't particularly pop off with you guys?
I honestly, during filming, I was like upset at myself for asking them to put Richard on the show. It's not the like who I like remembered him as.
When did you realize that?
I didn't really like the role that I thought Richard, even if you look at his social media, if he's like a fun guy, he's always out, he's a nice guy, you know? So I thought he would be kind of like our fun, like almost like bigger brother figure, like that fun male energy, like almost like a bro figure. And he just, I think, was a lot more serious all the time than I was just like, oh, like, let's just have fun. And he would just be like, well, as a CEO, and be like, we don't care. Like, you know, like, I don't, so I, like I said, I don't know what actually airs and what doesn't, but he was just so uptight all the time. And I would be like, jump in the pool, and he wouldn't jump in the pool. Or like,
right. It was just totally
a thing. And it just, it didn't feel like he was being authentic to me some of the time. And I do realize that maybe people, they're nervous on television. They want to project a certain image, but I would always tell them just like, be yourself. Like, I'd feel like an audience would rather watch someone who's genuinely being themselves than maybe someone who's more reputable, but you can tell it's not authentic.
Totally. Yeah. And
they also don't watch TV. They just want to be with fun people and watch and have it be fun and entertaining. It doesn't
absolutely
have to be serious. So I think Richard and I, we didn't really get off on the, like, so I had met Richard like maybe literally like 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I think maybe we like hung, like we like saw each other here and there. We had a lot of mutual friends.
We didn't really know each other in a deep way.
Yeah, we never knew or hung out. So then the Richard in my mind was a lot different than the Richard that would show up and like make everything so serious all the time. And then I was like, no, this is not what I wanted.
Totally. Yeah. There's a couple moments to kick off the season, like where he has a charity event and he like really wants you to promote it and donate things. And then he wants you to stop by his business and promote his business. And it sort of felt like there was a little bit of user, I think is too strong of a word, but a little bit like he was trying to use you for your following and your clout. And did you feel that during the season as well?
I felt like he felt a little wheeler-dealer-ish with me, like very transactional. Like, but also I'm someone, if we're very close friends, of course I'm going to do this for you. But I also feel like you need to have like a genuine connection and relationship. Like not every text you send someone can be a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like absolutely.
Sometimes maybe it should be lunch.
Or like, yeah, how are totally. You? Exactly. Or like, how was your night?
We also like, we were all very busy with filming and we all had our own things to plan. And then he wanted, I think the charity that was like, Tina and I also like weren't really sleeping. That was like the break of everything.
Yeah.
The charity, and he wanted us to do so much for his charity. And we're like, well, it's your charity. Why don't you, like, we all have the, like, he was asking like a lot. I think that, and when people ask a lot in the beginning of when you're kind of like just meeting them, it kind of is a little.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you suspicious of them. And like, it's like, why you really want to be connected to me, you know, that has to be something that kind of happens a lot kind of in your industry though,
sometimes,
too.
Sometimes like, you know, we're all filming, we're all tired. Like, let me have this break without having to do this for you or do that, you know?
Yeah. It's a little naive, I think, but I don't think
he's a bad guy. I do think
definitely
that
not.
Relaxes maybe. Like, I think we get along actually better, like when we're not filming and there's not so many things going on.
Right. Yeah. And even towards the end of the season, it seems like you guys relax around one another once you kind of established your boundaries and what your dynamic could be. But I think that maybe he came into it thinking it could be one thing, and so did you, but it didn't align really.
But maybe he also, like, he's better. Most people use shows like this as an opportunity for X. Yeah. I literally have no plan. I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about, like, these companies baked and, like, wear this outfit. Like, totally. I'm just trying to have fun. So I don't look at it as like, oh, this is a great time to promote this X, Y, Z, have a game plan. But most people, it's their right to do that because it obviously is like a big platform that they can, you know, endorse or talk about whatever, you know.
That should be more natural, I think. Yeah. That's. The other person that you do not get along with is Deborah, as you would say.
Okay.
You know, you guys never really have like a kind of a moment to talk about it because she stands you up at lunch during this season. And she repeatedly calls you the wrong name. She calls you Tiffany in her confessionals. Like it's a lot.
Not that for me, by the way, because I called her the wrong name like the whole time. I call her Deborah. So then obviously, like, you think she came up with that on her own? Come on. Oh. Someone floated that to her, and then so she called me. Like,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
I think you know my name.
I think so too. But
I mean, if you're
was she just trying to push your buttons? Like what's the deal there?
I think this is what happens with me a lot, is that sometimes if people feel like I'm not as warm and open with them, then they're like, oh, and they get really weird with me a little bit. And like with my issue kind of with them during the filming season is they had an event and I had just moved that week and I didn't know them. I'm like, it doesn't make sense for me to go to this event. Why didn't you know the event? The producers are like, please, please, please come to the event. Please, please come for an hour. We'll do anything, blah, 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 whatever, things on the table if you go to this event for an hour. I show up for an hour. So I have to get ready for 2 hours. I show up at the event for an hour. It's from 7 to 10. I show up at 8:30. Does not feel, you know,
halfway crazy. Through. Come on. Or, yeah.
Not
an hour
sit
and a
down
half.
Dinner. There was no food, obviously, as we know. Like you can, it's a floating event. So I show up and that like was not enough. They're upset that I wasn't there for his speech. I think they just felt like it was like disrespectful. I didn't go to the speech. But it's like, if you're having a partying event for people, you're not like, what in real life? You don't tell people when to show up and when not to your party. You're having a party.
Or if it's important to come, by because there's a speech at 8, tell people that in advance.
Yeah. And also like, why do I need to be there to listen to you? Like talk about your project. Like, I don't know your NFT or whatever you're doing. Like, I don't know you. So I didn't, that was kind of, and then I think with that, they thought I was rude that I came late. Or sometimes if I say, I'll say hello to everyone. Hi, nice to meet you. But then they go, oh, she doesn't like me. Oh, she's not saying hi. Oh, she's not doing this. She's not doing that. Like they were just so, I feel like hyper-focused on me for some reason. Right. So it's just very interesting that they don't know my name. If you are also auditioning for a show that I'm headlining, I think that, you know, you've probably heard my name before somewhere.
It seems like there's a bit of a complex of like trying to establish herself as somebody who doesn't need you to, you know, be the person she wants to be. But
if you watch the show and you just know, like you can tell who is between the two sides of like me and them, you can tell who like cares more about their image and making everything.
Definitely.
Look, and who's a little bit just more like chill and natural. But I production had called her Deborah. And so then I started calling her Deborah, and then I heard that she started calling me a different name. So I'm sure someone like floated it to her.
Definitely.
Like, doing this, you should do that. Who knows? Maybe she came up with it herself.
You know, I think it wasn't meant to be with you guys to be friends, but that's okay because I think there's enough other people on this cast that you get along well with.
And
it's
you don't
fun.
Have to be friends with everyone. That's
no,
like,
definitely not.
You join these shows and they make it so like out of proportion. Like, oh my God, they hate each other. They're feuding, but like we don't exist in each other's lives. Like I'm not in her universe and she's not in my universe, or they like, we don't run in the same circles. It's not like maybe when we're filming, it's like, oh, we're like, it's this big thing, but really we orbit differently.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
I'm fine with being I don't need to be best friends with everyone in the room. Like I'll say hi and move on. But sometimes that just isn't enough, I guess, for everyone.
You need the conflict, you know, you had to have for the cameras. But anyway, but I from what I've seen of this season, it's really fun. Like it's what I wanted a spinoff or based around you in New York to be. I really feel like that. I mean, I guess looking back generally, has this been a good experience for you? Do you want to do it again? How are you thinking about Bling Empire New York for yourself?
This was a fun, good experience, but I just think that sometimes I just remember being so tired and overwhelmed during the season. I almost, like, when we get time off, I feel like I'm just like a lighter, brighter, happier person. I'm like, oh, I wish we could just film one episode now and one episode, like, you know, it just doesn't happen like that. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you see kind of sometimes some crankiest version and most deprived version of ourselves. But, you know, I think that it was overall a good experience. I think that, you know, I love that there's a, like, this is going to become a franchise and there's going to be two cities or three or four, you know? And so I love that for my people, for my culture, just for visibility. So I love that, you know, that we're doing that and that obviously the show exists and that I can just like come on and share my life and share my stories and like have fun with my friends.
And a little bit in the season, we explore some of your love life. We're looking for a man out there. You do meet a guy on one of the trips. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship status now? How's it going in the love life department?
Like, I hate when it's like, oh, she's like, I think they really tried to tailor it to like, oh, I'm moving here to date. Like,
definitely.
I didn't move here to date. I literally told them that. I was like, you cannot make it seem like I moved cross country just to date people. Like, that's not.
It doesn't seem like you did it because of that. It seems like it's part of an added plus.
But you know, like when they start asking you an interview questions like over and over about dating, I'm like, oh God, this is the angle. People love watching dating and I know it's entertaining and it's fun and whatever. So, you know, when I moved here, but I did go on better dates here than in LA, I feel like. It was a fresh pond for me to fish in and it was just different. It was fun. I just like here, like there's less preconceived notions and like, I don't know anyone here. So it's not like, oh, this guy dated this person and oh, I can't go on a dinner with him. He did this in the seventh grade. Like, you know, so I just felt more open and free here to just like go on dates and like, no one cares. Like, no, like I just feel like people are less gossipy here. No one cares about me here. So one's like,
there's less pretense. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. So it was fun to just like date and get to know and explore. Love
that. And then also at one point in season, you talk a little bit about a health complication that you had. I think before the last Bling Empire, but you were having all these rashes and like all these kind of reactions to different things and you weren't sure what it was. You figured out that you're allergic to onions and tomatoes. But I mean,
onions,
I'm sure, like
chicken and stuff.
Talk to me about that, because that's probably something that other people probably go through.
You do. So now I think also I wish that I could film the first season now because I'm honestly feeling so much better. And that was one of my apprehensions in joining Bling Empire New York or even joining in LA, because I was like, I literally was just feeling terrible. I was so bloated. I didn't look like myself. I didn't feel like myself. I was getting allergic reactions every other day. Like everything in my body was just like haywire. And like doctors, I was getting IVs every other day. Like it was just not a fun time for me. And so I feel like I wasn't like my shiny, like I wasn't at my best. And I was also just like bogged down by all these things. So when I moved to New York, I started feeling a little bit better, but I still wasn't, I just felt, I didn't feel like me. I didn't feel like me. I didn't feel like I looked like me. My face didn't move like how like it should move. Like I just had so much inflammation. So then I recently I was getting a little bit better by cutting those foods out that I was having, that I was allergic to. But then I went to a doctor actually in LA who's been helping me with my PCOS. And so since then I like literally saw like a sudden turn and like my inflammation went away. Like my like vibrancy came back, like my stomach doesn't hurt all day anymore. So it's just like, now I feel like I'm like back to my old self again. And I'm like living my best life like how I should. Yes. I feel like I've risen from the ashes, like the depths of my despair, but it sucks that like, I mean, I guess I'm going to have like this like yearbook of like a year when I'm like not feeling my best. I'll look back on, but you know,
I think New York looks good on you. And I feel like there's sort of like a newfound like carefreeness to you about being here and just sort of like there's obviously classic differences between LA and New York, but I feel like getting this taste of New York for you, it just seems like it's been really good for you. And I can just tell.
It's opened me up. And even my friends, like you're like a much more chill. I think in LA, everything is so perfect all the time.
Yeah.
So everything goes off being perfect. Like it's like, ooh, and I'm such a perfectionist. So here, like New York is actually great for like a healing perfectionist because nothing goes how you want it to go.
And move on.
And so I bet it's been like great immersive therapy for me to be in a city where like no one goes above and beyond and nothing is ever going right and perfect.
No, 100%. Like everything requires a little bit more effort, a little bit more, like you're going to be a little more disheveled when you show up somewhere. So to be okay with that is probably freeing.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, Dorothy, I'm excited for everyone to see Bling Empire New York. I'm excited for you to see the show and see what you think about it. But I'm happy to have you back on Netflix. And again, I'm happy this all worked out for you because, again, New York is great for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being so generous with your time. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In the Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson.